Hello everyone, Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. Okay, last week I had two reporters from the international press call, and I did interviews with them, and they both said they've been following the Mental Toughness blog, and totally separate people, totally separate newspapers, asked if we could take on some larger issues and that are going on in the world in the context of mental toughness and critical thinking. So here's the one I'll present to you today. See what you think about this, and I'll look forward to your comments. Is Israel doomed? Now, here's why I bring it up. You might have seen this in the paper. Just a couple days ago, Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah, comes out and says, Israel is doomed. It's just a matter of time. And here is a guy who's the supreme leader of a country with 72 million people. 72 million people. And this guy thinks Israel is doomed. I just want to sort of, and this guy is as crazy as Ahmadinejad. I mean, just amazing. These people are overseeing a population that's pretty substantial. And they're saying these crazy things. I mean, if you remember Ahmadinejad, last year, a year and a half ago, whatever it was at the United Nations, said they had no homosexuals in Iran. Now, he's either stupid or he's delusional, and I don't think he's stupid. This is the level of thought that some of the leaders in the world are operating at. They may be running a country, but this is how delusional they are. And there's obviously a lot more examples in all over the world. I mean, Osama bin Laden's one of them, and we'll talk about him another time. But here's a guy that thinks they're going to take over Israel. He's operating a level where he's thinking about it, that he says Israel should be wiped off the face of the earth. That's a leader. This is a guy who's supposed to be leading people. Claims to be a religious leader as well. We won't even get into that. But things that says that that Israel should be wiped off the face of the map. Here's what I think, the reason I think it's so delusional. Does Iran not remember that Israel has a big brother, a younger brother, but a big brother? And the big brother's called the United States of America? Do you think this guy really believes? You think Ahmadinejad really believes that the United States is going to let Iran take over Israel? Or other Muslim countries we're going to let that happen? That is never going to happen, and I think they know that. But I think their level of delusion is astounding. But my point of this whole thing is this is how insidious delusion, thoughts of delusion can be. Even leaders of countries, people that have an unbelievable amount of power. This is what's going on in some of their minds, and it's a scary thing. I mean, objective reality. We've got to get back to objective reality. Israel's going to be there longer and Iran's going to be there, I guess. I don't know, but I don't think Israel's going anywhere. Not as long as we're around. And I think everyone who's thinking rationally and putting any kind of logic to the argument gets that. That's my take on it. I'd love to hear what your take is. And again, I want to thank the members of the press, especially the Canadian press, for all the attention you've given this blog. And we appreciate that. We hope you'll continue to follow and make comments, either agreeing with us, disagreeing with us. That's what this blog is about. And that's why I appreciate you guys, because you're not afraid to take a run at me or anybody else that comments. And that's what this is about. It's done in a friendly way, but it's done in a serious way as well. And then we can all think about each other's views, and maybe we come to new conclusions, maybe not, but we can at least consider other people's views. I believe this is what operating at a high level of consciousness really is. When you got a point of view, you've got the guts to say what it is, but you also have the guts to consider other people's opinions and view and thoughts on things that you might have locked in your mind as solid beliefs, but maybe their thoughts and their angle, their way of looking at the world challenges that a little bit, and you say, hey, you know what, I'll keep an open mind, I'll keep my ego out of it, and I'll consider it. And that's what I love about you guys, and I appreciate what you do. So thanks for listening, and I'll look forward, as always, as the press will, to your comments. I'm Steve Siebold. See you next time.